Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this sixth day of December 2022. And tonight, folks, we have, like always, standing guard on the board, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
We have way out yonder, out there in Missouri, the parson, Joe Larson.
You mean that highly unpaid professional assistant? I'm here ready to go to work.
That's right, old-timer. Let's get it done. Now, we're going to open up in prayer, folks, all across this country right now. The election taking place, and I would just ask that they've got about 87% of the vote in there in Georgia. It's very important. It's very important for a lot of reasons, committees in that Herschel Walker believes in God. Herschel Walker is a Christian. He's a real Christian. Herschel Walker is pro-life. He's pro-family. He's pro-America. He's anti-communist. He's pro-marriage, as God gave us, a divine institution, one man, one woman. Herschel Walker is right in line with God's word, the Bible, when it comes to what he believes and the way he'll vote. Warlock is not. Warlock is anti-Christ. He is anti-God, anti-family, anti-marriage. He is communist. And like I said last night, God's word, the Bible, said it'd be a sin to vote for him. Boy, there's a whole lot of sinners in Georgia tonight. I mean, a lot. So, Joe, I'm going to ask the people out there to believe and pray with me. Right now, they're separated by one-tenth of 1%. One-tenth of 1%.
Wow.
And so,
Drudge is already trying to show that Warlock is the winner by a percent or two. They're trying to... Then you look at the story, it looks like, you know, he wins, and, well, they're counting votes, but, you know, so the enemy is pushing.
Let's see if we can make Drudge wrong. Let's pray. Folks out there all across the country, I need you to join with me in prayer. I know some of you said, well, Pastor, we prayed and prayed before. You know, God tells us to pray continuously without ceasing. And so... Let's go. Let's hold it up. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold this up. Lord, we're so tired, Lord, of being betrayed. Lord, we want to bring America back to one nation under God. We do. Our people went out. Our people fought hard. Lord, they outspent us. The Democrats outspent us by more than 2-1. More than twice as much money they had. Lord, almost three times as much money. They spent millions, millions to keep that seat because of the corruption. Lord, they want to take over. And Lord, the people, every single one, Lord, that would voted for Warlock committed a sin, sinned against you. Lord, we need your help. We're your people right now are asking you, Lord. We need your help. We need you to help us on this one, Lord. So, Lord, we just would ask that you would pull it out for Herschel Walker. Lord, give us a godly man in the Senate. One more. We need one more godly man in that Senate, Lord. These things we ask. And, Lord, while we're praying, I want to pray, too, for little Lisa Hickman here, little Lisa, the radio program. She is still recovering, and she's having difficulties. It seems like the devil's working as far as getting her MRIs, I guess it's MRIs, that she needs, and some of the treatment that she needs, Lord. So we want to hold little Lisa up and ask, Lord, that you would provide the treatment that she needs for a healing. Also, Lord, we have a prayer request from Sherry Sadowski. I just buried her husband Al Friday, and Lord, she just really has a lot of sorrow. She's just a lot of sorrow. So we just would hold up and ask, Lord, that you would give Sherry that peace that passes all understanding. And she's grieving for her husband. And Lord, there's people out there, too, that are calling me and asking me and telling me that they need medical help. People need, some people need kidney transplants or just others just need to be admitted to the hospital for certain things. And they're going back to doing what they were doing before, taking COVID going for the money and they're not giving people treatment, Lord. So I would just pray for those people that need the treatment, Lord, especially for the little children, that you would provide that, Lord, that you would provide that. And I pray that everybody out there listening would pray with me and also for the radio program tonight, Lord, that you would keep us up and keep us from the hands of our enemies tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, right now, Joe, it's dead even. They've got a dead heat. It's 50-50, a dead heat. And I'm just praying. Since we started, when I closed my eyes in that prayer, he was behind by 0.1%. Now it's dead, and I'm hoping we win this one. It's got to be very, very close now. Let me see. Almost 90% of the vote.
You said at the beginning, we prayed before, God doesn't always give us everything we want when we want it. Things come in his time, and sometimes he says no, or sometimes he says later.
Right.
And so it's our responsibility to keep praying and do what he tells us, and in the end, he will bring whatever victory he desires.
Sometimes, Joe, he says, my grace is sufficient. Live with it.
Sufficient, yeah.
Okay. All right. I wanted to say this tonight. I was at the Tea Party meeting tonight, and it was really good. Steve Krause, who's on this station with us locally here in Ohio on Monday nights, he's usually on here with George Satari and their roundtable on Monday nights. Steve was our speaker tonight at the Tea Party meeting. And he really did an excellent job. It was in all my years going to the Tea Party. It was probably one of the best, if not the best, message. Now here, he talked about revival. It was a spiritual message, not a political one. It was a spiritual message and revival. And that's why I say it's one of the best. And here's an interesting thing, because what I had noticed was, when I first took over as the president, and I served four terms as the president of the Tea Party, my very first time out there, there were some women who had come and said, "Well, we're spending too much time in prayer. You're opening too much time. There's a little bit too much Jesus going on here. This is the Tea Party." My response was to them is that. We should be so blessed So we said, because one of them said, we don't want to turn this into a church service. And my response was, we would be so blessed to have this as a church service. We'd be farther ahead. And as long as I lead, I open in prayer, it's going to be, I'm going to pray as the Lord leads me. And well, that was the last I heard from those women on that subject. But I've noticed how, as over the years, and I'm going back to when Abomination was in, is when I was during his, when he started, I was the president for four terms, and as you know, Obama did not like us and weaponized everything he could against us. But anyhow, I noticed that it was moving much more in a spiritual way. The people now, they see what we knew back then. Now they're seeing what it was we understood what we knew back then. And so I praise the good Lord for that, because there is a kind of a revival taking place in America today. The wicked are getting wicked, but the right are more wicked, but the righteous are becoming more righteous. And that's the good news there. So with that, Joe, let's go in your Bible to the 58th Psalm. And here, a song of David. David is he's a prayer for God's justice. When no justice can be found, you know, rejoicing and knowing that justice will triumph. Someday we will have triumph. There is a God who will judge with complete fairness. And we know that. I open tonight in prayer, and as I said, that in this time of the year that we're living in, the Christmas season, when we think about how God became flesh, and was born as a babe, and as good news as that is, even better is that he's going to return, that he will return for us. The Lord Jesus will return for us. I'm looking here on this. It looks like Herschel Walker has gone ahead of Warlock by 1/10 of a percentage point, and that's good. Remember when we started praying, it was the opposite. Well, now they're back to 50-50. So I'm hoping, and we just prayed that we'd win that. Let's start, Joe. Read. I start with verse 1 and read it all the way through 11.
All right. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart, ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows. Let them be as cut in pieces as a snail which melteth. Let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can fill the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
All right, let's go back over to verse 1. Do you indeed speak righteous, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O you sons of men? What kind of a prayer is this? This is a certain type of prayer that...
imprecatory, isn't it?
Yep, you're right. It's an imprecatory prayer. And here he goes on to say, he's asking that question, do you... do you do that? In other words, then he goes on to say, yeah, in your heart you work wickedness, you weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged.
Right, sounds just like our world today. You hear one thing out of the politician's mouth, and they do the opposite. We have no problem at the border, but we have it overrun. We have the economy is strong and doing well. We're getting ready, all the people that I know and trust say we're getting ready to go into a really bad recession. Things are going to get very bad. So we see exactly in these first two verses what's happening in our world around us on a daily basis.
Okay, so now, has there ever been a time in the history of America where we have been such injustice, where we have seen a Justice Department so corrupt, the FBI so corrupt, all of your government agencies? Has there ever been a time when where pro-lifers are 24 more times, pro-lifers are 24 more times to be arrested or charged by the FBI than pro-deathers?
Criminal.
Okay?
Yeah,
right.
A criminal, yeah.
And
no,
so,
I don't think we've ever seen the corruption throughout all of the agencies, the Justice Department, the CIA, the FBI, all of the intelligence agencies, our military. I mean, in my lifetime in reading history, I don't think our government's ever been this corrupt.
Well, Joe, you know, in the beginning of this nation, the Founding Fathers in the War for Independence, they fought against, they pushed back against tyranny. On January 6th of 2021, the American patriots, Christian patriots, pushed back against tyranny. And when they pushed back against tyranny, the communists, the Antichrist communists, jailed them. Now, this was set up, Joe. You know, you had thousands of cameras there all through Congress, the congressional buildings, all in that area. They were all filming everything that happened. All of what took place is on film. But Nancy Pelosi, that wicked, wicked, wicked woman, an extremely wicked woman, Joe, she will not let that what is on those cameras be shown.
No, we've only seen a very small percent. We've only seen exactly what they want us to see. So why are they hiding all the rest unless they have something to hide? If it all
because there is corrupt from top to bottom. Nancy Pelosi is corrupt as the day is long. No.
Oh, exactly. If all the video would show that there was a lot of violence, a lot of insurrection, then they would have it on every TV station in the country.
Right.
It doesn't show that. That's why they don't have it out there.
And so here, the patriots were protesting a stolen election. They were standing up against tyranny for the duly elected, for the legitimately elected, and who's still the legitimate president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, today. He is still the legitimate president. So add to that those that worked here that were being persecuted today in this country, those that worked to expose the COVID, where you had real doctors, real nurses that actually did their job, that actually wanted to help people, help their patients, and they did not work. They were not whores of Big Pharma. They were not whores of Big Pharma. You took a look at our military, the brightest and the best. The brightest and the best were either had to quit or they were thrown out. Joe, let me ask you, if I was to say to you, who is the most intelligent? Who is the brightest? Who would be the kind of person you'd want to serve under? The one who would voluntarily take the poisonous poke, or the one who would say, absolutely not, I'm not taking that, it's not even a vaccine? Who would be the brightest?
That's a good question. The one that says, no, I am not taking it.
And so, here now, and so what do you have today? We're having more and more. So what we are seeing is the pushback is starting to come. The corruption, everything. Now, Joe, remember what we told people all the way back, first back in 2019. We told them, first of all, it was not a vaccine. And now all that's come out. People understood it's a kill shot. Two, remember what we told about the masks? We told you these masks. Remember, March of 2019, we said these masks will do absolutely no good. We had all kinds of...
We told them why. If you look at the size of the virus and you look at the size of the hole in the mask, the virus can easily, in fact, many of them can go through one hole in the mask, even an N95, four or five viruses can go through one hole easily, so they're not going to stop the virus. It was really obvious.
It was actually compared to a mosquito flying through a chain link fence. And and we told people that. Well, now it looks like Warlock's back ahead by four-tenths of a percentage point, according to what's coming in. And let me see, what is the percentage of this vote is in? 92% of the vote is in.
It's going to be a nail-biter right up to the very end. So.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping the votes that are out are votes from today, because the people that voted today are twice as many that voted for Walker than voted for Warlock.
It also depends on whether they're the real heavy city count. Georgia is just like the rest of the country. The majority of all the counties are Republican, vote red, and you have your inner city areas that all are blue, and they have more people. In fact, this is one of the reasons that Democrats have an easier time during the election, is the Republicans have to cover a large area, have to go out and meet a lot of people that are spread out all over. Takes a lot more time and money, where the Dems, everybody's concentrated in smaller areas, and it takes less to reach them, and more concentrated power is always easier to handle. And that's when it comes to the voting, that the numbers there are more people in the city areas, in the urban areas, and out in the rural outlines. So it's going to come out down to the very turnout of those rural counties. If everybody that could vote turned out, Walker can win. If a lot of them stayed home, he's going to lose.
Well, let me just say this, too. You'll notice all through Scripture, where does the sin fester? Where does the sin fester? It's always in the cities.
Consolidated, yep.
And the cities are always run, the large cities, by Democrats, and that's where, whether it's drugs, it's murder, crime, where it's rape, it's sodomy, no matter what the crime is, it's always greater in the cities, because the cities, the major cities, are always run by Democrats, and that's right. They're anti-Christ. They've literally have the Church of Satan now as their religion within the Democratic.
You look at these cities, we've looked at them one after another. I think there was one that had a Republican mayor, but most of the city council, the mayor, the police chief, often even the county sheriff, they're all Democrat. And so a lot of these places have been like that for 40, 50 years or more. And where everybody, the sodomites, all of the wicked people go together because they find the like-minded people in the crowded areas.
Fox News is calling, they're calling this for Warlock.
Warlock, yeah.
They're calling it for it. It's, Warlock spent more than twice as much, almost three times as much, over, it was $127 million compared to $49 million by Walker, and so Warlock. The ones who want they're celebrating their Warlock. The ones who love abortion, the ones who love sodomy, the ones that hate freedom and they hate God, they're celebrating. And we told them, right? Didn't we not tell them last night that it would be a sin to vote for? The Bible says if you vote for the wicked, when the wicked rule, the people mourn, okay?
Mourn. Well, yeah. Look at the cities. The ones for the Democrat, we just went over it. The Democrats have been ruling the cities. Where is all the violence? Where is the rapes? Where is the drug use? Where are the overdoses? Where is the major crime? It is not in the Bible Belt out in the rural areas where people are in church on Sunday, and it's in the inner cities that are run by the Democrats.
Well,
and we look at this also. You got to remember these places when you talk about this money spent. People have to wake up. If you don't live in a state, you shouldn't be able to contribute. If you can't vote, you shouldn't be able to donate money. But you should be able to donate all you want to, as long as it's made, you know, the out in public. But I'm one of those. Why do we have these big PACs raising money in California to send to Georgia It should only be people that can vote in Georgia should donate, and we get rid of a lot of the corruptions. If you can vote, you donate. If you can't vote, you can't donate. It's so simple. It's the American way.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, as it is, the Senate has been, Republican Senate has been almost useless, okay? If they had a vote, at least they would be on some committees. If they would have at least 50 votes, they would be on committees.
Yeah,
in
that. If they have an equal number on the committees, they could, they wouldn't be lopsided in votes.
But
it just gives more power to the Democrat Senate.
Yeah, and so here they did the same thing. We saw what happened time and time again. And remember, we told people going back 3 weeks before the election, when Bill Gates had said that there's not going to be a red wave, when all of those pollsters out there gathering their information, talking about a red wave, and Bill Gates, he smiled and he said, as he looked, there will be no red wave, it'll be a draw, okay? And so
the fix was in. We told them the same places that did the voting fraud were doing it again.
Yep, Dominion.
They were going to do it, and they did it.
And with that, the Supreme Court refused to hear the case on Dominion again today. One more case where we didn't. No justice. There was no justice for us.
To go, the Supreme Court is afraid to go there. They learned they're with Roe v. Wade and all the demonstrations and the threats, and they think that was bad. If they tried to go back and look at that election, the threats against them, so no, they're not going to go there. Too much fear. Fear and not enough brave people to do it.
Yeah, I know. Well, again, if we're going to have any justice, we're going to provide it. We have to provide it. I don't have any faith at all in the Republican Party anymore. They're filled with rhinos. I just read last night, you know, those 40-something rhino House, you know, Republicans that just, you know, they make me sick. They've got no integrity. None. There's no integrity there. They bend, they bow, they're whores. And it's in the 12 so-called Republican senators. Now, the Republican Senate before was almost worthless. Now it'll be totally worthless because they won't be able to do anything. And Mitch McConnell will still be getting the paycheck. He'll still be there.
Big paychecks, because remember his wife's ties to China. They're making, they're doing just like Pelosi's. They're getting rich, fabulously rich. And, you know, that's why they hang in. Oh.
Mitch McConnell.
Went wrong with my computer there.
Okay. All righty. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Joy. Joy to the world, joy. Joy to the world, joy. Joy to the world, joy. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and earth and nature sing. Joy, joy to the world, joy, joy to the world.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and may
of his love and wonders of his
All right, joy to the world, folks. Listen, you know, I know it looks like we're going to lose a big election, but folks, always remember, God is on the throne. He's in complete control. And folks, maybe this is a good lesson for us. Maybe we need to understand completely and totally. We cannot trust any in the government at all. Yeah, I know you say, well, don't we have any good senators there? Well, yeah. Ron Paul, Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, there are good ones. But just like the Lord Jesus said, well, he said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. He always keeps a remnant. It's always a small minority out of it. And that's the way it is in the Republican Senate. There's not a lot of courage there, not a lot of the backbone. Where does judgment begin? In the house of the Lord. Boy, and I'm going to tell you again, no place has our Lord been so totally. When I get to think of how the pastors have betrayed our Lord, there's no place where our Lord has been so dishonored than in the pulpits or what we're called churches here in America. And with a dearth of courage, such a dearth of courage. But then the bright stars are, one can chase 1,000 and 2 10,000, and God has kept a remnant of bold men. These are the Black Robe Regiment. There's not many of them, but remember Elijah, as he stood against the prophets of Baal, folks. Again, there's not many of us, but there's enough. There's enough of us to do.
This is the way God always works. He waits till a situation is hopeless to man, and he steps in. In fact, I'm looking at two articles, Pastor, that really kind of explain what's going on. One of them is through George Barna. You know who he is, director of research there at Arizona Christian University. And he's basically saying that Christianity has fallen. And because of the culture and biblical literacy, which is the fault of the pastors, there's a new fake Christianity. It's called moralistic therapeutic deism. And, of course, you know that's not Christianity, but it's a counterfeit fake religion. It's a watered-down, feel-good sort of Christianity sort of thing. And he basically, long story short, he said Christianity in this nation is rotting from the inside out. Then they did a big survey, and the culture is pushing away the gospel of Jesus Christ and replacing it with the gospel of self. The gospel of self. They did a huge survey, and respondents were asked about their faith, that America's foundation for determining right and wrong, they three choices. Is your foundation for determining right and wrong the Bible? Is it how you feel in your heart, or is it majority rule? The largest proportion, 42%, said it's what they feel in their heart. 29% said majority rule. Whatever the majority said is what's right or wrong. And only 29% chose God's word, the Bible. So that tells you what's going on. So we have 7 out of 10 adults think that man, rather than God, should be in charge of what's right or wrong. And that explains very clearly the mess we're in, doesn't it?
Well, you see, the advantage that they have is that they go out and they make themselves a god. They declare this is their belief, and then they pray to themselves. Out there, they're doing that today. This is a part of this new mindset where they declare one another, maybe somebody else, or they make their own god. And then they go and they pray to that god that they've made or they've created or they've appointed, you know.
It's no different than a graven image. If you make create your own god when yourself, you might as well carve it out of wood or ivory or gold or silver. It's the same idea. It's worshiping a false god.
Yeah. The problem with their gods, there's so many, can't hear, can't see, can't think, and they're not, then again, like I said, they'll appoint each other as their gods, okay? Remember the last verse that you read, so that the man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous, verily is a God that judges in the earth. Verily he is a God that judges in the earth. And God's going to judge in the earth. And again, we know how it all ends. I mean, if we start with page one in Genesis and we go through history back to everything that God had said when he had written way ahead of time, came down exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. I mean, history is very, very accurate where it comes to this, all the historians. And so we see that. And so, again, we know that these times he's talked about, the times, the days of sorrow, were there. And we know it's going to get a whole lot worse than before it gets better. We live in a very corrupt country. We live where America used to be one nation under God. Now today's America, one nation, forgotten her God. But God has kept a remnant. And, remember the home of the free.
Land of the free and home of the brave.
Well, it's the land of the free because of the brave. It was the land of the free because, and there's such a dearth of courage today out there, again, especially, like I said, in the pulpit. But there's enough. God has raised up enough courageous people. And so we have to understand that the important thing is the Word of God tells us we got to be very, very careful not to be conformed by this world. And so, in the conformity all around, I see the Episcopal Church has lost more than half of its members. They're down, I guess, worldwide to less than 1 million people. Now, because when they switched over to becoming, adopting abortion and sodomy and bestiality and same-sex marriage and all the things that they adopted, people start leaving. They're the church, the old rotten church, and you're seeing the very same thing happening in the United Methodist. There, it's rotting, and you're seeing what is happening too. The fundamentalist Bible churches, and I'm talking about the real Baptist churches, not the vast majority, Joe. Those that have Baptist in their name are not Baptist; they're Protestant. There's a big difference. Baptists are not Protestant. Protestant are not Baptist. And the major difference there, but the vast majority of people are so biblically illiterate, they're clueless. They don't have a clue.
That political correctness, and they've been changing, playing with words. But one of our greatest historians, Arnold Joseph Toynbee, said something very clear. He said two things. Civilizations die from suicide, not by murder. And he said, what does the universe look like? It looks like as if everything were on the move, either toward its creator or away from him. The course of human history consists of a series of encounters in which each man or woman or child is challenged by God to make the free choice between doing God's will and refusing to do it. When man refuses, he is free to make the refusal and to take the consequences. And what God is doing is separating, he's separating his children from the rest of the world, from Satan's children, and he's preparing us for the end times prophecy to be fulfilled for the rapture. He's separating those that are going to be going home and those that will not.
All right, very good. I'm going to be, Lord's willing, I'm going to be preaching on God's government this week. And we're going to take a look at God's government. And so here, what we're going to do, Joe, is lightning rounds. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull down a topic for you, and I'll just let you rattle on. But try to keep it at 3 minutes if you can. Remember, veteran complains about government. Incompetent and officials suggest that she dies. We know what's happening in Canada. We know that they have a very corrupt government, like here in America. today, but a former member of the Canadian military, who is now paralyzed, complained about a government. All she asked them for was a wheelchair lift. Tell them what they wanted to give her.
Well, she asked for this lift, and they said they offered her a choice of a government-assisted death. Now, it's called MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying. And they said, well, if you can't wait, if you can't wait for help, we will help you die, is what they simply said. They brought this MAID in 2016, and unfortunately, many, many people have been using it. Why? Well, their health care system is so slow, people can't get surgeries for years they need, they can't get medicines they need, and they don't have enough money to live on, so they're starving to death. So what do? If they get hungry enough, they go to the government and said, yes, help me die because I'm tired of starving to death. And I, you know, I'm in such horrible pain, but I can't get the surgery for 3 years, so they're taking the medical assist in dying. And what they're trying to do is reduce the surplus population, get rid of the useless eaters, and everybody that, if whether you're poor, sick, or whatever, old, they offer this all the time to all their citizens. It gets rid of the old people and the old problems, period.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Bill Gates is saying we must do here. We must do this now. Here's something that's very disturbing. I'm getting phone calls, Joe, recently from a number of people who are complaining that they've gone in the hospital to get treatment for certain operations and that, and they're being turned down. In other words, it looks like it's starting here where, you know, what they're doing is just going to let them die without getting any treatment. So...
That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is the big secret. America is running out of medicine. We are having a great shortage of medicines. And I've got several articles, but the crux of them all, shortages of amoxicillin, Tamiflu, it goes down a list of things, Adderall, saline, morphine, cancer drugs. Many of these drugs, there's a big shortage problem because a lot of the stuff they use in hospitals, there's a penicillin, a medicine used to induce labor, control bleeding, they can't get it. And this has been going on for years, and they're keeping it quiet. They're trying to find other drugs that they can kind of slip in and use. But in some cases, they don't have a drug that'll do that. They don't have another generic drug. And we, you know, put so many of our drugs overseas. And the other thing is a lot of the drugs that are very necessary are very cheap. And the companies have a very thin, razor-thin margin on their profit. And we have a just-in-time production schedule. So if there's a problem at the factory or a problem with the raw materials, there are no storehouses. There are no emergency stockpiles. The manufacturers doesn't make financial sense for them to produce and store something it's not worth a lot of money. So we've got a mess in our medical system, and that's part of it. People go in, well, they don't have any money in the hospital, the medicine there to give them, but they're not telling them that's part of the reason.
I saw something else, too. Somebody sent me some photos of these semi-trucks, and they had these huge amount of these cubicles on the back of them. You know how they have the extra-long trucks where they might have, you know, the wide loads and these...
Wide.
Yeah, these are cubicles. In other words, small compartments on the back of these trucks, and people are wondering what this is all about. And it seems like it looks like that they're preparing for some kind of a major. In other words, they're like many clinics, little where they can isolate people in these
little clinics in isolated areas and keep. Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, there's something else. Let's go. Remember how we were telling people already back in 2019 about these masks, and people were saying, yeah, but now the N95 masks, they do stop. They'll stop the COVID. But now there's a new study, Joe. And the new study says this. Yeah, it says it's a trial found no significant difference between the performance of the surgical masks and the highly touted N95. In other words, the cheap ones and the N95, neither one of them will stop the virus, the SARS virus. Neither one of them. It says,
right. This was peer-reviewed, it was randomized, and it was a very large, and it was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And then there's another study from a Danish study that published the same kind of thing. There was no difference between surgical and no mask wearers at all as far as the COVID went. And this new study has been done at McMaster University in Canada, and it looked at information from several countries all around the world. And... that it's coming out now. There's just study after study. The masks do not work. And one doctor came up and said, even with this N95, he said, if you wear it for more than 30 minutes, you're wearing it wrong. They're short-term things meant for real hazardous situations, and they have to be changed basically every 30 minutes or they're no good. But they didn't tell you that, did they?
No. We're going to switch over. Here's another headline. Cops sexually abuse teens, so government launches probe of parents. So, go ahead. I mean, this is in Missouri. This is in Missouri.
It's in Missouri.
It's court.
What they did was the parent sued, and what happened, the department went and called upon Children's Services, and they came and threatened the family, taken away for child abuse. And, well, they let this kid do this, they let the kid do that, and they were threatening to lose their children. And so they were using the power of the Children's Social Services to intimidate people. And this has happened all over the country. This particular case happened right here in Missouri, but this kind of thing has been happening all across the country. And it was a way for the government, quote, in this case, the Sheriff's Department, to retaliate against the families that filed a lawsuit. But their deputy did rape and molest a young boy, and... been one of those things that they should never have hired this deputy because he had a history of other problems. So they lost the lawsuit, and it's a sad story. It's ending up the family's okay, but they went through hell, cost them a lot of money, time, and it's gotten straightened out. But it's a warning to everyone out there. People are scared to death all across this land with Child Protective Services because there's no real control over them.
No, where have all the children?
Children
are disappearing left and right. They're disappearing. Where are the children going? Well, we know where they're going. But again, and we've been telling people for years and years, the entire Democratic Party is seething with pedophilia. It's seething with pedophilia. So, now, Darley Pardon. She told the devil, okay, she warned the devil. She told him to go back to hell. I'm going to try to pull, and I hope I can pull it up.
Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. This is Quick Start from CBN News. I'm Dan Andros. Are Christians getting debanked? We'll have that story and more on today's podcast, where we bring you news from a Christian perspective. Subscribe, give us a rating, share it with a friend. Let's get through the news of the cray together. CBN's Billy Hallowell, Trey Gons Phillips with me as always on this Friday. What's up, fellas?
I don't even know. I'm living my dream as usual. I'm on my second coffee, my third coffee. I don't know.
living your absolute best life because you haven't been debanked, which is, or at least not that we know of.
Not yet. Have we determined, guys, if this Alex Jones Kanye West interview is real? Has anyone determined this?
I mean,
he's wearing a hood on his face. I don't even know what to think anymore.
Oh, I'm trying to get her to sing, and these guys are messing around. And I've got to. Let me see if I can get it here to where I can move it up to get Dolly singing.
She did it on one of those lame free media networks, and I was real surprised that they let her do it.
Yeah, I was. She did her song. It was really, really good there. But and I'm gonna. Well, I was trying to pull it up. Now I'm trying to shut these guys down because they won't shut up. They won't shut up. Okay. Okay, there you go.
You and I aren't the best when it comes to technology, boss.
Yeah, it's...
sorry about that, but we're not.
Yeah, we're not. Well, I got rid of those guys. We're going to be coming back here.
Here, she sang it on primetime TV, and it was on NBC, Dolly Parton's Magic Mountain Magic Christmas special, NBC. And the song, Take Your Wars and Your Politics, Your Lust and Greed, and Go to Hell in a Handbasket, because heaven waits for me.
Wow, how did NBC take that?
You're a scoundrel and thief. Hmm?
Oh, boy. It's a wonder that she's not charged with hate crimes by the Democratic Party.
Oh, it is, yeah.
She's Alrighty.
My brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you Satan is real. And she goes on from there. It was great.
We're going to pick up where we left off last night, talking about looking into some of what is happening today, the deep state and all the things that we were talking about. We had a, and I'm trying to pull up, what was the title of that we showed last night, Craig, do you remember? Yeah. Well, no, it's, believe me, we were talking about it in 2019. But,
end of 19, not March.
Yeah, it was the end of 19. Well, no, you know what? It might have been, you're right. We were talking about it in January. Well, we had gone to D.C., and we had come back, and a bunch of the people had COVID. Had gotten COVID, okay, so that would have been, and I thought that was 2020, are you sure? Well, no, when Trump was out, when did Trump take all the vaccines out? He was pushing the vaccines going back to 2016, didn't he, wouldn't he? You mean Trump didn't push the vaccines to 2020? When do we have an election? Okay, we're going to be back right after this. We'll settle this after the break. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.